Kelsey Atchison with WHJE and Highlight is WHJE's first female radio staff sports broadcaster in over 10 years.
Yeah, I was made aware of that when I joined staff last year. The teacher, Spillbeller, he's one of my best friends now because of this. He told me, like, you're going to be our first girl, and he was really excited, and he put a huge emphasis on me being this girl in the sports department because it is all a bunch of guys, and then Kelsey comes along and kind of disrupts the balance of testosterone. And I mean, I really love everything that I'm doing in there, and I love all the guys. It's just, it is, you are aware that you're the only girl in there, and a lot of people are really surprised when they met me first. They were like, what section are you going to be in? What are you doing? And I said sports, and they were all very surprised because all they've known for the past couple of years are the main guys who have really been big components in the sports department here.
In Highlight, she is the editor of the sports department, and in radio, she has been the color announcer for three different sports. Although she is well on her way to becoming a professional sports broadcaster, she has run into a little bit of trouble being herself around the guys. This is Autumn Larkins with WHJE. You are tuned into Point Blank. Today's story, Kelsey Atchison.
Here we go. Last year, and I would even say more sophomore year, I moved here sophomore year, so I didn't really understand what a public school was like. So I wore makeup every single day, heavy makeup. I had my hair straightened every day. I woke up at 5:30 just to get ready for school, and I would have my outfit set out the night before. A lot of skirts and dresses and cute little clothes that I found at stores. But then junior year, that's when I really started to like kind of deny who I was as a sports person because a lot of guys had brushed me off. And I also started dating that year, and it was like a weird year for me. And I made sure I looked cute every day for whoever I was trying to impress or whatever guy I was talking to or something. And then senior year, everything just kind of let go when I did become a sports broadcaster. Personally, I decided to sort of change my style in order to really prove to some of the guys around me who were really discrediting me for the longest time about being a sports fan, that I do know what I'm talking about and I do know sports. I know last year whenever I'd mention my favorite football team or basketball team or I'd mention a score of a game, a bunch of guys would look at me while I'm wearing a skirt and they'd be like, you really don't know what you're talking about. And I would feel discredited a lot. And I knew I would be faced with a bunch of guys and I'd have to really prove myself. And I just kind of, you know, started wearing leggings and a guy's shirt every day or a hoodie and some shorts. Crocs are definitely my favorite little accessory to wear on my outfits, but I've really tried to downplay, you know, my body and my face and my hair and not really look like a girl and just become a sports person that if a guy was just turning around to talk to and mention, you know, a game or something, they wouldn't be like, oh, it's a girl talking about the game. They'd just be like, oh, it's someone talking about the game, no big deal. However, now that I've realized, like, I've hidden my, like, personal style and I'm my personal self and everything, and I've really just let this sports person come forward and take the reins, that they have been respecting me a lot more and they will listen to me and they will notice what I'm saying and they will take really belief in what I'm saying, any sports facts that I say. But I have lost a little bit of me. I know the other day my mom forced me to go buy a bunch of dresses because she realized, like, she was like, Kelsey, you need to actually, you know, start looking like a girl. You can't be wearing guys' clothes every day. And it's been kind of an ego blow to me because for the past 2 years, I put such an emphasis on having straightened hair every day and wearing makeup every single day and looking cute every day. And now I'm just kind of wearing a hoodie and shorts and I'll come to school just so I can talk about sports without someone looking at me like I'm literally the craziest person they've seen, because that's what a lot of guys seem to do. One of the guys in the sports department the other day, I made a joke and he was like, why are you antagonizing me? Like, I'll always dab when he's near me and it annoys him, and I just like to really annoy the boys as much as I can. And he was like, why do you always do this to me? And I said in response, just out of nowhere, and I was like, because I have to prove myself. And that's when I kind of had to do some internal looking into my life, and I had to realize that a lot of the things I do aren't because it's my personality. It's just because I have to let the boys see me as a boy and not a girl.
After this was created, I sat down with two more sports broadcasters for WHJE to discuss their viewpoints on what Kelsey has done within this last year. Here's what they had to say after listening.
Well, I mean, after listening to that, in my personal opinion, I feel like it's kind of ridiculous that people in sports would look differently at someone in their passion as a sports broadcaster because of their gender. I mean, like, I'm not even into sports. I'm in the sports department. I don't even like sports at all. I'm the producer. I think that, I mean, just looking at someone and judging them before you even know anything about who they are, what they do, and even if they're good at doing it, I think it's kind of just ridiculous.
I think it's pretty powerful. I mean, she's been a part of the sports department for pretty close to half a year now, and I think she's really kind of, she's kind of one of us. Like, she knows enough to be, she's in the sports department. I think what she said earlier about her having to, like, change her, her kind of approach to talking to boys about sports, I think that she's kind of, like, molded that into, like, a friendship, like, mentality. Like, we're all friends, and we all kind of embrace, like, talking about sports. You know, we all kind of revolve around sports, and we really know our stuff. And I've gotten the opportunity to host a pregame show with her, and it's really fun. I think it's also pretty cool because I don't think a lot of schools actually do that. I think a lot of schools, as she was saying earlier, when you think about sports departments and radio in general, or TV or any other media departments, you think sports, you think guys are running the show. And I think it's kind of cool. It's really diverse, you know, having a girl on the pregame show. And I think you look at, like, professional organizations that are doing, not organizations, but professional stations like ESPN and CBS, they have a lot more girl anchors that are doing pretty big things for the media world. I think it's really cool, and I love what she's done for the department so far.
This has been Autumn Larkins for WHJE. More stories like this on WHJE.com.